It's dubbed the worst of the Great Lakes invaders, and it's been terrorizing fish for decades. Angelica Morrison has more about what environmental agencies are doing to keep the sea lamprey under control.
It's a slippery, slimy, parasitic fish with a grayish color and eel-like features. At a little over 2 feet long, the sea lamprey is like a vampire in the Great Lakes, with its suction-cupped mouth lined with nearly a dozen rows of tiny, sharp teeth. It latches onto its prey, draining it of its blood and nutrients, killing millions of fish every year throughout all five of the Great Lakes. And that's the sound of a machine created for its demise, or at the very least, its control. Workers from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are contracted to apply lampricide to the creeks and tributaries throughout the Great Lakes corridor. On this May morning, we were able to catch up with them at an underpass in the town of Gowanda, just outside of Buffalo. They were applying the treatment to Cattaraugus Creek.
Go ahead and pour this one in.
Basically, if we left Cattaraugus Creek and its tributaries like Clear Creek and some of the other ones further up untreated, then it would allow lamprey to come out of this stream every year and to find fish out in Lake Erie to attach to.
That's biological science technician Jason Krubble. He says the treatment is applied every 3 to 4 years with the goal of managing the population by killing its larvae. The lampricide is specifically created to target lamprey larvae with minimal effects on other aquatic wildlife.
Some of the more primitive fish species might be a little adversely affected by it, but its primary target is to kill sea lamprey larvae. And it's pretty effective at that. You know, we figure sometimes we get a 90% or better effective kill rate for larvae.
Now, even though the lamprey control program has been effective, there's still a chance you may encounter one while out fishing on one of the Great Lakes. If that happens, Captain Frank Campbell from the Niagara Regional Charter Service has some advice.
Well, a lot of times once you get them in the boat, they actually will fall off in the net or on the boat. But I have had times when they've stuck to the fish, you know, actually you get them in the net and you're fumbling around with the fish and the lamprey's still on them.
There are 180 non-native species in the Great Lakes, and the sea lamprey is one of the earliest and worst of the invaders. They're native to the Atlantic Ocean, and they made their way to the Great Lakes through canal systems like the Welland Canal. The lamprey has a history of being a severely destructive force in the Great Lakes. According to the Great Lakes Fishery Commission, which spearheads the lamprey control program, the sea lamprey can eat up to 40 pounds of fish during its 12 to 18-month feeding period. Mark Gaydon, a representative from the commission, says before the lamprey control program, lamprey would consume 110 million pounds of fish every year. That compared to current figures of 10 to 12 million pounds.
10 or 12 million pounds is a lot of fish, but it's not certainly not the order of magnitude more fish that we used to lose to lamprey.
Gaydon says it's difficult to completely eliminate the invader from the Great Lakes. That's because the lakes provide such a perfect spawning habitat and food resources.
They prefer fish like trout and salmon, and there were lots of those in the Great Lakes. And they basically had an open buffet before we started the lamprey control program in 1957. That's what makes them such perfect invaders.
That was Angelica Morrison reporting.